Sandy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple of dudes who sit around and drink novelty beverages and talk about the life and times of the good hobo Alex Jones.
Hobo Jones hopefully will make a swift return to the podcast.
He is in full effect today.
Oh, hobo's come to visit?
We're going
to
get to it. Speaking of things that we're going to get to, what do we got for our weird beverage today, Jordan?
We have Sangria Signorial.
This is a non-alcoholic sparkling sangria, which I am dreading.
Yeah, no, this cannot be good. Mm. You are taking your first sip, and we have...
What? It's not good.
I thought there was a surprise that you were like, nope, terrible. Yep.
No, the surprise is like, it's not undrinkable.
Okay.
It's pleasant. It's pleasant is what I would say. Speaking of things that are pleasant... Like to give a shout out to
disagree so much. Disagree so hard. This tastes awful.
I think
this is garbage.
It's neutral. So if it's not neutral, it's my feelings about our new donator. What's up, David? How you doing out there?
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you for donating.
And I don't know anything about Alex Jones.
I know a ton about it. That's the conceit of the show. If you're listening, thank you. If this is your first time, welcome.
And thank you very much, David, for joining the Policy Wonk fold.
Absolutely. We're going to get to our episode for today, but before we do, I'm going to get to our out-of-context drop.
I'm not doing the interview because she's a pretty girl. I'm doing it because I can't be a wimp and turn it down.
What?
It's out of context. Who knows?
What?
So at the end of the episode that we're going to be going over today,
two things are in direct opposition to each other.
It's not because she's a pretty girl.
No.
You want to know what that's about?
Nah.
On the May 31st episode, which is what we're going to be going over today,
okay.
At the end of it, we learn that Alex Jones is about to do an interview with Megyn Kelly.
Oh, and it's not just because she's a pretty girl.
He has called her horrible names in the past.
Yeah, considering all of the horrible things he said about her appearance.
Mostly about her appearance.
Almost entirely about her appearance.
She thinks she's too ugly for Fox.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. No. Her friend said that.
Yeah, that's
her
right.
Friend said that.
She probably tells her friend.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Alex Jones has been going on this long thing for months now about how, like, I'm not doing any more interviews unless they're live, unless I have control over the edit. And then now he's sitting down with Roger Stone on this episode today, and he's like, I know they can edit it. They can make it say whatever they want, but I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
You puss.
Okay.
Alex Jones is the worst.
Look, national TV is not bad, man.
It is if you claim that your principles are against being on people's shows for no reason. And if you argue that, hey, they're a dying media. I reach 50 million people a week.
Hey, any press.
Bullshit.
Is hypocritical press.
So,
I think that's the meaning of that.
So we're going over May 31st.
Yes.
That is the Wednesday show here this week. We're back into the present after we have been embarking on our investigation the last couple episodes. Hope you guys have enjoyed that. We'll get back to that soon. But now we're back in the present.
Unfortunately, to all of our great chagrin.
If you recall, last week, the end of last week, on Thursday, Alex Jones dropped that Jerome Corsi, his Washington bureau chief.
Oh, that's right. Did Corsi die over the weekend?
He survived, my friend.
He survived? Fuck!
Sorry to drop that news on you. He survived the weekend. And the reason that that is surprising to some people is that on Thursday, Alex had said he had found information that was bigger than Watergate and probably would get him killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
this must be just a bombshell.
Nope.
Like, is there a reason I didn't read about this bigger than Watergate scandal on Twitter or, you know?
You're on the wrong Twitter. You're
way
not
on the wrong
right Twitter.
Okay. CNN? Is that alt-right now?
No.
What isn't alt-right at this point?
Just us. Just you, me, and my cat. So,
and all you policy wonks out there.
Thank you for not being alt-right.
Yeah. If any of you are Proud Boys, please do just
punch,
go away.
Punch yourself
just
for us.
Just go away, yes.
So Tuesday comes around. They didn't have a show on Monday because it's Memorial Day. Actually, what they did do is something I've never seen them do before. Alex put together like an 8-hour best of.
Oh, no.
Which,
what?
Yeah, kind of gives you the sense.
How can a best of what?
I don't even, I didn't watch it. I just saw it existed. I wasn't going to watch that shit.
A best of news stories? A best of...
Like, Alex's rants?
Yeah, what I don't could know. It possibly be? It's actually just the same still that you tweeted out for 8 hours. Just him with a big-ass gun on YouTube.
It's that gun picture for an hour, then an hour of Rappaport, then back to the gun picture, back to Rappaport. I don't know. I didn't watch it. Never will. But Tuesday comes around, and yes. I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
We're about to find out what Corsi knows.
What he could have died over.
So the show starts at 11 o'clock, and when I'm at work, I listen to it live, because it's really funny how Alex Jones comes in and out of commercials singing, and they cut that out of the rebroadcast, and I enjoy it, so I listen live. And I tune in at 11 o'clock. Show hasn't started.
Uh-oh.
It's streaming live, but
wait,
it hasn't.
What?
The show is streaming, but there is no show.
There's nobody there?
It's just commercials.
Nobody's even talking?
Nope. It's just commercials and special reports. And okay. Then every now and again, the announcer voice would come in and be like, he's standing up for the truth. Your host, Alex Jones.
And then Alex Jones would show up.
Another commercial.
Okay, well, that's weird.
It went 34 minutes with nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? To the point where I was pretty sure Alex faked his own death.
Like, God, what a great fucking story.
I thought that was what had happened. It turns out, we find out later, Alex insinuated on the Wednesday show that on Tuesday he was in court and he won some big victory about his custody battle.
Okay.
There's no news about it, and he claims it's because it was so good for him that no one wants to report it.
Sure.
But I can't find any information about it, so we're not going to talk about it.
Sure.
34 minutes in, Roger Stone shows up, and like a substitute teacher, he just plays videos the entire time. It's just like, we got a nice report here from John Bowne. Let's go to it.
So you're telling me that Alex Jones apparently was in court on Tuesday.
Apparently.
But no one knew about this?
For that 34 minutes.
So they planned nothing. Like, they were just all sitting, Rob Dew is sitting behind the ones and twos.
It was a hot pile of nothing.
Just going like, where the fuck is Alex?
And court is not something that jumps out at you.
No!
You know about it ahead of time.
Why would
Alex plan to have this big reveal of Jerome Corsi's information on the day he knows he's gonna be in court? That's such a setup. It's such bullshit.
It's wonderful.
It's so fake.
Cause it takes him off the hook. He wasn't even there.
Right, but that's part of...
Corsi was supposed to have the information.
Corsi did show up.
Corsi did.
They had him on Skype, and he had no new information.
None.
It was just, Seth Rich has been murdered.
Great.
He didn't have the other two bombshells that Alex promised. It was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. Roger Stone interviewed him poorly. And then, the craziest thing in the world happened.
Okay.
For a good half hour of the show, which is, mind you, supposed to be the one that you're going to tune into to get the bombshells.
Yes.
Roger Stone interviews Rick Derringer. Rock and roll living legend Rick Derringer. Do you know who that is?
What?
He wrote the theme song.
What?
He wrote Hulk Hogan's theme song.
No. What? What?
He wrote, I am a real American.
But if he's there, one... Who is following Hulk Hogan around playing that song? Which I assume is his only job.
I don't think Hulk Hogan's getting in the ring anymore.
Oh, no. After Hulk Hogan got the Gawker settlement, he pays Derringer to follow behind him with a guitar.
From the interview, I gleaned that Rick Derringer is very bitter that it's Hulk Hogan's theme song. He deserves respect.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
And the fact that he is most famous for a pro wrestler's theme song, very bitter. Very bitter.
But why on InfoWars?
Here's why.
Okay.
Rick Derringer.
There's a reason.
Rick Derringer.
Does he believe the Earth is flat or some shit like that?
I wish. Okay. That would be more interesting.
Yes.
Rick Derringer claims to have read in the newspaper that Barack Obama...
He claims to have read a newspaper.
Yes.
This is...
That's part one.
This is his source?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have... An imaginary newspaper at this
point. Do you remember when Barack Obama and Donald Trump had a meeting right after Trump won the election?
I do. It was very bittersweet for all of us.
Rick Derringer says that he read that part of the meeting was Barack Obama sassing Donald Trump for using the Real American song because Barack Obama felt some sort of a claim to it because he had used it on a campaign before. I don't know if this happened. I don't care to look into
it. What newspaper?
I don't know.
Also, of all the presidents who would be that petty, why would it go that direction?
I have no idea.
I imagine Trump was sassing Obama about using that song 8 years ago.
Probably on Twitter. We could look.
Yeah.
So Rick Derringer hears this news.
But why is Rick Derringer doing this?
It gets worse. Rick Derringer hears this news, and he's like, I cannot let this stand.
What?
Barack Obama is so mouthy. So what he decides to do...
He did not say mouthy.
He didn't. I'm putting words in his mouth.
Okay.
So what he decides to do is he decides he's going to write a new version of Real American just for Trump. So the next time Trump meets with Barack Obama, he can be like, I got my own version.
Derringer is broke. And that is the correct answer to that.
And
Derringer wants licensing fees.
Clearly.
Somebody give Derringer licensing fees.
Clearly a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, they play the music video for his new version, and it starts with him and some other guy in a car talking about birth certificates.
Yes.
So, you know, that's where we're starting.
Yeah.
So they play the song.
As expected.
They play the song. Roger Stone is talking about how great a song it is. And
what is happening?
Seriously.
Why is this real?
I was freaking out.
What must you have felt like? Like, is this an alternate universe?
I sincerely thought it might be like, is this an episode from like 6 months ago? They're just replaying. Like, it can't be the big bombshell
episode from the late 80s when Hogan was still popular.
Yeah, when people believed the big boot to the face was a devastating move.
It was a devastating move.
So Rick Derringer starts talking about how he cried when he wrote that song, and I'm just like, wow, this is great. Rick had brought a producer friend with him who directed a documentary.
I refuse to believe any of this is real.
He made a documentary.
You had a dream. You've been listening to so much Alex Jones, you've now started to dream.
This was my six-hour dream.
It's like if you absorb yourself in a language, you start to dream in that language.
So he brought a producer friend along.
Okay.
And this guy made a documentary about how if you really look at the Bible, it predicted Trump. Yeah. We're going to have to watch that documentary. We're watching that documentary.
The Bible predicted a lot of things.
Sure.
And the ones that come in a lot of their predictions that mirror Trump's rise are not good.
They're dark.
They're very dark.
So not to be outdone by these two very, you know, soft interviews.
Right.
Roger Stone goes on to interview Rick Derringer's wife, who is also along in the studio, and I have a clip from that. We'll get back to it.
It's an interview?
Yeah.
With Rick Derringer's wife, who to her credits is Rick Derringer's wife.
She might be a musician in her own right. I'm not entirely sure what her deal is, but anyway, listen to this.
Jenda, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you very much.
We are so happy to have you here in the studio. So tell us your take on the Real American. You've got to be very, very proud.
What is happening?
It sounded too 80s to me, so I told Rick. And from then on, he said it's too 80s. And then I came up with the idea of having Space Odyssey come in first before the song, and it did come in just right, and our drummer said, yes, this sounds really good this way, and so it also exits with that same Space Odyssey 2001.
Well, it's one of those songs that I find, once you've listened to it once,
kill me,
it just revolves around your head. I find myself humming it while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about it. It's got that kind of catchy riff to it.
That's why it's a good pro wrestling theme song.
Yeah. So wait, Rick Derringer's wife is claiming that she is the reason
Thus Spake Zarathustra beginning, like the 2001 Space Odyssey sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She made it up.
Which, by the way, is very 80s. You're trying to update a song for being too 80s and you throw in 2001 Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I don't see the problem. It's exactly the right amount of
80s. Listen, I'm not a Derringer
you're
over here.
Look.
I got a Derringer in my boot. It's a gun. It's a tiny gun you can keep in your boot.
Oh, I know.
Second Amendment. From my feet. So the Tuesday show was a completely bizarre. It was hallucinogenic.
Yes, that's insane.
Because what happened is last week, I forgot his name for a second. Jerome Corsi came on the show and talked about how he wanted to start a propaganda campaign.
Yes.
He wanted a new meme in order to fight the false, the quote, false Russian narrative.
Or
the Russia collusion.
Yeah.
That he called a meme as well.
Propaganda on propaganda action.
From their perspective.
Right.
So the first propaganda game that they played was this: Jerome Corsi is gonna get killed this weekend because we have such big news. Then Alex isn't even in studio. They do this horse shit on the Tuesday show, pretend that they never said the stuff that they said on Thursday. They just rely on people forgetting that they pretended Jerome Corsi's life was in danger.
Yeah.
They never.
Well, that's why you can't have Alex in there, because if Alex talks to Jerome Corsi, eventually Alex is going to get really pissed off because Corsi has nothing.
I'm going to guess that that's the case. And from what everything I can tell, the stories that we speculated were what he was talking about, it appears that those are what his news were.
Yeah.
Because those are the stories that are picking up on, like, the right-wing sites and Reddit and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't get any House representatives leaving the country.
No, did not.
Unfortunately.
So we get to Wednesday, the 31st. Alex is back in studio.
They did say they had a dead drop, though. Mm-hmm. I want to find that dead drop.
Well,
now, we know it doesn't exist.
The dead drop was the person in Congress.
Oh, that was the person. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I wanted underneath a rock in a park bench in D.C. or something.
I wish it was
like
some good spycraft shit, but it's unfortunately not.
Mm.
So, we get to Wednesday and we find that Alex Jones is back in studio and they have decided to ignore Thursday, ignore the entire Corsi, plot line that they were trying to go with, and start an entirely new mem, as it were.
So Corsi came back yesterday, or Tuesday, and talked his shit.
Shit the bed.
Yes. And then, does he come back?
He's not on this episode.
He's not on Wednesday.
No.
So they're just like, bye.
We got Roger Stone on this episode on Wednesday. We got Owen Schroyer sitting in for a little bit, but we won't have to listen to him.
Good.
And we got the big baby, Mike Cernovich.
Oh.
Mike Cernovich plays very heavily into this episode.
Ugh.
So they have decided that they have a new narrative that they're going to go off on. And
yes.
They think it's this is lightning in a bottle. And it's worth ignoring the idea that Jerome Corsi literally had information that would blow up the globalists' game.
Right.
That is
that could get him killed.
He had.
So is their new storyline so amazing that it could get them all killed?
No. But do we need to take a second before we get into this utter bullshit?
Okay.
Like, Jerome Corsi, the way they presented it, he had the information that would be the culmination of Alex Jones's 20-year career.
Yeah.
This would be what blows the lid off the globalists. They can't deny it, so they're going to have to kill Jerome Corsi.
Of course.
They have ignored that entirely.
Completely.
Totally. And it's not like Jerome Corsi wasn't there. He was there. He could have said whatever he wanted. He had clearance on Tuesday to give out all the information.
Supposedly.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm going within their reality.
Yeah, within their reality. Okay.
So here's what they do on Wednesday, and it's a pivot. It's a hard pivot.
Right. Now, theory. The globalists got to him.
No.
The globalists got to him.
No.
They got to Corsi, and they were like, man, you can't release this information. They gave Corsi the Godfather offer, right? So now Corsi
he had a fish person's head in his bed?
Is dragging... Yes, exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter now. Nothing's going to beat that.
All right. So let's see.
Let's move on.
Let's see what they were doing on Wednesday. Here's literally how the show starts.
Well, 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are those moments in history when people do jump the shark at the perfect tipping point. America and the world was sick of all the attacks on Trump. They were seeing through him. I was telling people just last week that we'd reached the tipping point. And then Kathy Griffin comes out like an ISIS sympathizer and basically promotes chopping the president's head off.
I don't care.
The media then suddenly turns
against
her. We're going to break it all down with an exclusive
all
big
celebrities
announcement
can do that.
Dealing
I still
with this
won't
lady
care
and others
it
on the other side of the break.
So
I don't care.
Nope.
I don't care. I can't begin to describe how hard I don't care about Kathy Griffin holding up a severed Trump head. I don't give a shit.
You don't care.
I couldn't care less. I hope I don't care. I just don't. I don't know why people are talking about this. Who cares?
No one cares.
It's Kathy Griffin. Who gives a shit? Why am I seeing people liberal, like on all the sites? It's like, look, liberals condemn this action too. How about I don't care?
No, it's, I would say from the people that I listen to and I respect, I would say it's been about 90% who gives a fuck, but not who gives a fuck in a dismissive way. Like, yeah, she should be, you know, she's cool to do that. It's more, come on. It's fucking Kathy Griffin. No one likes her. What are you talking about?
No one cares.
She's irrelevant and she's just doing some shocking thing for attention. Obviously, and everyone has either been on that side or the left people that I've heard have been like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
No one has been like, yeah, all
right. Right.
So Alex Jones is operating on a couple of really...
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a hard stance here. Yeah, all right. I'm for it.
Now you're...
I don't give a shit. Now I'm for it. I don't fucking care.
Okay, so now you're the person who Alex wants to talk to.
Exactly.
Alex is operating with a couple of flawed premises. The first is that Kathy Griffin is super relevant, which is not true.
Has that ever been true?
Yeah.
I love Kathy Griffin's career. It's been amazing. She's been able to get to this like level of fame where enough people recognize her, and she's like
15 years ago, she had a show called My Life on the D-List, and that's been 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
All she does is do the New Year's Eve with Chris Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
That's it, and not anymore.
She tried to step into the Joan Rivers role, and it was not something she could do.
Here's the second flawed premise that Alex is operating under. Anyone is going to defend Kathy Griffin because he thinks that this is going to be the biggest deal in the world.
Of course.
Little does he know, by the time he starts broadcasting, she had already been fired. CNN had already fired her from her New Year's Eve gig.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
You can't do shit like that. Like,
no.
It's bad for business. It's bad for the brand.
Yeah.
You
There's a reason that O'Reilly's gone.
Right. But, well, way worse things.
Yeah.
Because it's... this is...
Oh, wait. Is that yet another reason why I don't care about what Kathy Griffin did? Yes, it is.
Yeah. So anyway, Alex is going to go on a very interesting journey with this Kathy Griffin shit throughout this episode. And if it was just like, I'm mad about Kathy Griffin, I would be like, let's not do this episode.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be into that. It would be like, this is pointless.
It would be very boring because I would just go on a lot of rants explaining how I don't care and neither should anybody else.
But it's important because of the way he does it. This is the next distraction meme.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Jerome Corsi branded take attention away from Russia stuff.
Right. And the fact that Corsi had nothing.
Yeah, and snake eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, boss. I fucking blew it. I get it. I'm boring. Go hang out with Cernovich. I get it. So here's Alex's next thing. This is the problem that the globalists and the liberals have. He's going to present it here in this next clip.
Last week, I said this on air, but I've also privately talked a lot about it to friends and family and crew. The whole Russia narrative, the whole Trump's a racist narrative, the whole Trump is evil, misogynist narrative is imploding.
Uh-uh.
Despite all the push polls and all the spin and all the deception, Trump is going up in scientific polls.
Uh-uh.
And the establishment is panicking. They've hit him with everything they've got. They have committed so many just absolutely massive distortions
massive,
and lies.
Massive.
That they are now discredited. And they've committed so much illegal leaking that it's now a gigantic criminal scandal and they're being exposed and caught. They're painted into a corner.
So about the Russian stuff, Comey is going to testify next week.
Yeah.
So
That better be good.
Yeah, I think
that better be enough to get Corsi killed.
You know the reason why he hasn't yet? The reason why he said he couldn't testify in open court?
Legal protection?
Yeah. He had to get clearance in order to say the things that he's going to say.
Okay.
From all sources that have discussed it, he's going to discuss the obstruction stuff.
Uh-huh.
He can't talk about the the ongoing investigation stuff.
Right.
But his experience with Trump obstructing his investigation, he got the green light just yesterday to talk about it. From Mueller, the special investigator.
Okay.
The two of them have been having meetings, and apparently that's what's been holding it up. And that's why he was supposed to go into June before he would be able to testify.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out early June. So by next week, he's supposed to be in front of the House Intelligence Committee, and he's got the green light.
I just don't trust anything anymore.
I don't either. But
I just don't. There's just.
Yeah.
It seems like they're impenetrable.
It's stupid to get excited about anything, and what will be, and we'll see.
Yeah.
But the idea that Trump is surging in the polls is insane. Right now, he sits at a 54.8 disapproval rating.
Yep.
When you gauge all of the polls combined,
right,
and average.
538 style.
Yeah, 39.1 approval rating.
Yeah,
54.8 disapproval. The only poll that he's going up in is the calls for impeachment.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's at 43% now?
53%. Oh, sorry, 43%.
Yeah, 43.
Up from 38 last week. So 5% jump in a week of people who want impeachment to begin.
He should be gone.
Yep.
It should already be over.
Yeah.
Why are we still doing this?
I don't know.
Guys, let's stop torturing ourselves.
Yeah, just pull off that
GOP
Band-Aid.
Just come on, get rid of them. You'll feel better if you have Pence.
So anyway, I mean,
we'll all still want to die, but.
Sure. I think he'd be easier to lame cuck. Lame cuck president. That's the new thing.
There we go.
It's the new thing.
Okay.
No more lame ducks.
I actually really like that. I really like that. We wouldn't be able to use it if Hillary Clinton was in office, though.
Yeah, we could.
Ah,
who cares?
Fair enough.
You can be a cuck lady. Anyway, that is the problem that Alex is describing the globalists having. Now, granted, all of the pillars of the problem he's describing are not true.
No.
But he has a solution.
But the establishment is panicking because, for fuck's sakes, we all are.
Yeah. But here's the solution.
Griffin comes out, the CNN kind of failed comedian.
Failed?
Looks like a store mannequin. And she comes out, and with a TMZ videographer, reportedly, creates this image of the president with his head cut off, with blood pouring out across his face. Most of you have already seen the image. It's the top story in the world since it came out yesterday because it's so iconic. The girl next door looks like an elementary school teacher in a nice 1950s blue dress holding up the severed head of President Trump. All you need to do is pick a image out of ISIS's playbook. And the two images are basically
dive out of their playbook.
Identical.
I would go with the flea flicker.
Yeah.
So this is the solution. You get Kathy Griffin to take a shocking picture, and that's going to be the solution for all of these. The Russia narrative is falling apart. Trump is going up in the polls. So what do? You get a failed comedian. She's had a great career.
She has had a great career.
It's against all odds. She's had an amazing career.
I would trade my career for hers very quickly.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken that picture.
Just because of decorum. I would have gotten Trump to hold Trump's severed head.
See, now that's art.
That's art, right?
Yeah.
And then I would have a lot of people jerk off onto a skull and encrust it with diamonds.
Absolutely. Use the jizz as glue.
Exactly.
Glue jizz. So he's going to develop this narrative throughout the course of the episode and explain what he means by Kathy Griffin being the answer and to the globalist problems.
Yes.
And he's
say that sentence again.
I can't.
Kathy Griffin is the answer to the globalist problems.
Yes. And
the globalists are really bad at this.
Very. That's probably because they don't exist. But
could be.
He's going to explain what he thinks is going on, his analysis and all this. But along the way, he is doing so much projection. Like, whenever he talks about the mainstream media, you kind of get the sense he's talking about himself.
Okay.
Because last week, he was talking about how he was losing tons of affiliates.
Yeah.
He's now marked all his products down even further than their Memorial Day sales.
Ooh.
He's extended the Memorial Day sales
Ooh.
And chopped off like 10% from other things.
Ooh.
And he's now saying, I don't know if this has always been the case, but he's never said it. If you get on auto ship, right, so you get your subscription to his pills.
Yes.
And they just keep coming. Whatever price you get it at, you lock in that price.
No shit.
So if you get like Knockout now is like 60% off. If you get it on auto ship, you'll consistently have it at that 60% off price as long as you get it. That he's taking a bath on these supplements at this point.
He is broke.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm guessing
broke.
that Tuesday court victory was not that good.
It wasn't monetary.
No.
So that also plays into what's going to end up happening on this episode, which is delightful.
Okay, good.
But before we get to that,
I love me some Hobo Jones.
He's got to get to talking about how much celebrities suck.
But when the Church of Satan even piles on and says that she's horrible, well, then you know that it's part of an establishment move, because they understand that all these attacks and all these calls for violence on Trump are doing nothing more but backfiring on them in a big, big way.
High praise for the Church
of
Satan.
Now, all of that said, I have a video clip that I'm going to play here.
Oh, no.
He plays it twice.
Of celebrities. This is a small sampling from Madonna to Snoop Dogg threatening to kill Trump.
All two of them.
Mm-hmm. It's all of the ones that he always goes
yeah,
to.
Yeah, of course.
It's just the video of Madonna saying she's thought about blowing up the White House.
Right.
Conveniently
and
cutting out
the
end.
And then at the end, she says, but I don't.
But I wouldn't.
Yes.
I would never do that.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
cut out that part. Just it's just the clip of Snoop Dogg with a gun to a fake Trump. I don't know if they even kept in the part where it puts a bang flag out. Like,
right.
Like a cartoon comic move.
Now, here's what I would do if I were putting together this video.
Mm-hmm.
I would underlay YG's Fuck Donald Trump under
Why not?
It. Well, that would be perfect.
It's a family show. You can't
yeah.
do that.
It would be perfect.
So here's where he gets to he's going to get to that clip, but he gets sidetracked by projecting. This is one of the clips where he really is talking about himself when he talks about the mainstream media.
And when we come back, I'm going to announce a major initiative against this MSM terroristic bullying. That's what it is. The MSM has been involved in terroristic bullying of the American people, and the Kathy Griffin saga has taken it to rock bottom. And they have tried to force feed us all this garbage. So at least for now, they're taking a pause on their assault on Trump, because everything they did in the campaign failed. Then they tripled the assault the last 5 months. That failed the last 6 months. And now they're taking a respite and trying to reorganize and decide what new lies they need to push and put out.
So does that...
Wow. That is eerily similar to yeah. exactly what it is he's doing currently.
It really feels like...
That's a... Boy.
Because, I mean, what is he doing? He's taking a respite, taking a big breath from talking about anything that matters. By fucking tried to dogpile on Kathy Griffin, then no one cares.
Yeah. I love that he hates bullying so much.
Yeah.
He just despises...
Terroristic bullying.
It's awful when people bully.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I hate it when people bully.
Yeah, you should bully those bullies.
Absolutely.
Remember that show Bully Beatdown on VH1?
What?
It was a show where people, they'd get their bullies, and then an MMA fighter would fight them. You think you're tough? You could beat up this kid? What about me? And then the bully would train, and then they would fight.
Okay. I want to reboot that show with Kathy Griffin as the host. Please.
Sure.
Please.
And get Alex Jones
in
there.
At the end of every episode, the MMA fighter has the bully's head in his hand.
Get Alex Jones in there. Against...
Right out of the ISIS playbook.
Totally. Totally. I'm sorry. You had a thought, though?
Now,
I interrupted you with bully beatdown.
I can't think of anything other than that now.
Wow.
I can't think of anything but the meeting where somebody was like, this is the best show we've ever thought of.
Well, the thing
and
is
we
like,
want it to be on VH1.
MTV and VH1 really lost it for a couple years, and I don't think they've got it back, but they really just did anything.
Yeah.
They had like Date My Mom.
All right, I'm on board.
Parental Control, that was a show where parents got to choose who their kids dated.
Ooh, doesn't sound as good.
It was very weird. It was a strange time.
I'm in for Date My Mom.
Well, you had to go on a date with a girl's mom, and then if she liked you, you got to date the daughter.
Oh, that's less fun.
Yeah.
I'm in on Bang My Friend's Mom. That's what I...
That's a porno.
That's, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Anyway. Well, you said that they were throwing anything out there. Why not?
It was close.
Because the Russian narrative is falling apart. Everything else they put out is falling apart. The fact that Trump's mentally ill, that's falling apart. So they're now kind of reassessing things and putting the brakes on things with Kathy Griffin, a third-rate failed comic.
Covfefe.
Who they are now deciding to throw over the side of the boat. Because there are real debates in the whole Soros globalist combine about whether they're going to have nationwide riots coming up in July that they're already financing, cop killing riots, civil unrest. I mean, that's being prepared right now. And so that's why Kathy Griffin and others have been encouraged to act like this. And it's been a safe climate to engage in this type of criminal activity in many cases, where we see terrorism experts saying terrorists ought to strike Trump properties, inviting the attacks, recommending them, colluding with them.
It's almost like somebody invited them into here.
That's what Al-Qaeda and ISIS is internet media personalities, production houses, trying to encourage lone wolves to go out and carry out attacks. And that's what the media has been doing. They've been acting just like Al-Qaeda and just like ISIS. And that's why the new contest we're launching is called Expose the MSM Media Terrorist.
Now, I know you.
All you have to do is give us all of your money.
Well, that is part of it.
Of course. You have to pay to be in the contest, don't you?
I know you loved the animation contest.
Yes,
and
oh,
so
I did.
When I heard this, that there was another contest, I was like, Jordan's going to love this. We'll get to the specifics of the contest in a little bit and why it's the biggest charade in the world.
Oh, I can't wait.
But
I have this vision now of the globalists sitting around this giant, like, Dr. Strangelove table, Soros just walking in there being like, gentlemen, when shall we have the riots?
There's debates.
I am thinking.
There's debates.
Late summer.
They're too hot.
Early fall. That's what I imagine that it's like whenever the globalists talk over each other.
I like to riot when it's brisk out. It's so stupid.
We want to see the leaves change color. Wait until December.
But you know what he's talking about. He's talking about that March for Truth that's been organized.
Yeah, riots. They're already financing them. But cop killers. March for cop killing.
You understand what he's
Kathy
doing.
Kathy Griffin's going to lead the march.
What he's doing is 100%, like in that clip, literally doing everything a fascist propagandist would do. He's trying to invalidate the press. He's trying to attack the press. At the same time, he's labeling legitimate protests as riots.
Uh-huh.
That's if you were an authoritarian leader, there's little more that you would want out of a mouthpiece.
Yeah, I can think
it's almost like bullying.
I can think of a few like recent examples of that exact same behavior from what would it be? Turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Of Russia, of course.
Sure.
I don't know.
Soon to be
Nigel Farage. I'm pretty sure he's doing that too.
Soon to be us.
Yeah, no kidding.
So this next clip is pretty short, but I think it's really telling. It's really telling about what Alex Jones thinks matters to people, and it's super fucked up. I don't even know how to set it up. Just listen to it.
And you've got the Chicago Tribune and everybody pointing out that Trump's properties are the soft targets again, trying to run down the value of them. You name it. These people are at war with us.
These people are at war with us.
By trying to run down the value of those properties.
Why the fuck do I care what Trump's houses are valued at? I don't give a shit. And I've read the articles that he's talking about. And he mentioned MSNBC counterterrorism expert who was saying that ISIS should bomb Trump's buildings. That was Malcolm Nance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched everything that he's put out. I've watched the clip in question. He's not saying that. He's saying that terrorists obviously would want to target his buildings. He's saying that if he had to predict, those would be the first targets. And of course they would.
Yeah.
You'd have to be an idiot not to
it
think that.
It seems really easy to do also. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard for ISIS to really get one in the Trump Tower.
Maybe not Trump Tower itself, because there's a lot of protection there.
No, of course.
What have you, but go to one of the other ones.
I mean, for fuck's sake, blow up a golf course.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
I think it's too big.
Nah.
It's 18 holes.
Yeah, the ninth hole.
You blow up the ninth hole.
Yeah, right on the way into the clubhouse.
The hinge?
That right on the way into the clubhouse, everybody just starts falling into a giant pit. Done. ISIS, donate to the show and you'll become policy one.
Jesus.
Wait, no, nope.
I got to walk that one back. But yeah, that's what Alex Jones's conception of what matters is.
I'm never CNN New Year's Eve stories.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
So, but that's what matters to Alex, is Trump's property being valuable. That is important to him, and he thinks the people who would act against that are at war with us.
I don't understand, like, that's his thought? Like, that's really where he goes. So they're trying to attack Trump. They're trying to take him down.
Yeah.
And they want to drive down the property value of his house.
Yeah.
Of his houses, of his properties.
Mm.
Obviously, their value. But I think that means that Alex's house is not worth as much as he thought it was.
It's
anymore.
Possible.
I think he needs.
Possible. There was an article in the Tribune about it.
I think he needs to sell his house.
We already know he's going to sell his car.
His alimony payments are crazy high right now.
I don't know. Who knows what happened in court on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Anyway, this next clip, he finally gets to the celebrity video that he was talking about, and it starts with Mickey Rourke being kind of awesome, and then Alex insults Mickey Rourke in a very transphobic way, and then Alex Jones does not understand trolling. It's really fascinating what he thinks he's doing. Just let this play, and then you can ask your question.
Let's go to that clip.
His wife said, "Well, he's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's a bully, and he's a bitch, and he can suck my f***. And I'll meet him in a hotel room any mother f- day of the week."
I hit pause real quick.
Slugger.
Look at this poor guy. He looks like the Catwoman. He's had so many plastic surgeries. Used to be a great actor. Bombed out of his brain. Totally insane. I know folks that know him in Hollywood. Mickey Rourke threatening the president, he'll meet him with a baseball bat, and all these other tough guys, how they want to hurt or attack the president, all because he wants to try to protect the country and stop people like the guy that came in from Libya and blow up all these little girls. Let's back this up one more time. See, Mickey, being a tough guy is actually taking care of your family and your country and not siding with Islamicists. And having a big rubber face. I mean, you look like a clown. You look like an overweight tranny. You're the overweight tranny, and then we've got Kathy Griffin. She looks like an anorexic tranny or something. I'm not against trannies. I'm just pointing out that we've got... I'm trolling the media there. I'm doing that on purpose. It's a joke, folks. Not bashing trannies. It's a joke, even though he does look like the Joker or something. Let me be serious and play the clip. Here it is.
So, like... I know.
Why does he...
I know.
Just...
It's so bizarre.
Can he not?
It's so bizarre.
Okay.
It's so bizarre that he's just like, I'm trolling the media, but what part of it is trolling? Like, is it that you're saying that word that offends people? Is that the part that's trolling? Is it saying...
No, he didn't understand that word.
No, because...
He doesn't understand the reason that word is a...
Because he said it again.
Yeah, exactly. He followed it up with that word.
I don't hate them.
I think he means... I think
what's
he doesn't...
trolling?
I think he thinks that when the MSM reports on this, they're going to take that out of context and be like, here's Alex Jones hating on transgender people.
But he is.
Exactly. He doesn't understand that by the very nature of him throwing off those things, that's very offensive.
Well, I found a clip that I don't know if we'll use in the investigation.
It's dehumanizing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he understands that when people ask not to be called the N-word or the T-word, they're not doing it because they want you to be nice to them. They're doing it because those words have been used to hurt people throughout time.
The entirety
right.
of their existence.
And so when words are used as insults, they aren't words that you should use towards people. It's not like it. The math isn't very difficult to figure out. If something was used as a pejorative...
Stop bullying me!
Right.
Stop bullying me!
Free speech!
Free speech!
Right.
Second Amendment! Second Amendment!
So...
That's the one that it covers free speech, right?
Yeah.
Free speech, free guns.
More importantly... Hell yeah, Mickey Rourke.
He can suck my fucking dick.
You guys a bitch.
You are goddamn right.
I mean, come on. What are you going to do? So in this next clip, Alex,
But doesn't that seem like that? I don't know why you would put that in your clip, because doesn't that seem like exactly the thing Alex Jones loves so much?
What?
Like the rant he went on about Schiff. Like, that whole thing was exactly that.
Yeah.
So why are you suddenly being like, hey, now hold on. Don't you, let me tell you something. This is because you're an Islamicist. That's why. Like, fuck you. You should be, if you're Alex Jones, you should be like, you know what? I disagree with you, but I love the way you do it, man.
Wait, are you talking about Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly the tone. That's exactly the type of speech. The wording. Every part of that is exactly what Alex Jones did,
I think,
to Adam Schiff.
I think that Alex Jones was drunker and less creative than Mickey Rourke,
because
Mickey Rourke brought in a bat and a hotel room
for
some
reason. Well, Mickey Rourke is an artist.
Yeah. I don't know. You're totally right. I have no idea. My big answer would be that Alex is dumb.
How could he not at least respect that?
Well, because he has a vested interest in not, you know? He has...
Right, but that's such a... fucking punk move.
I know, but
Alex Jones is a bitch.
We're coming to.
I don't like using that for. Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, agreed.
Right.
We're coming to this from a rational perspective, and that's a problem because he lives in an irrational world.
That is a problem.
He lives in a world where he has a line that he has to hold up, and no matter what, he's going to hold up that line. And we don't. There's a lot of things that we could give up on, and we don't have to defend. Like, we're liberal-minded people, but we don't give a fuck about Kathy Griffin.
Still don't care.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, we don't care. We can be flexible about things, because we're not rigidly adhering to an ideology.
And you can, and here's the craziest part that I hate about the whole Kathy Griffin thing, is the people on the right are bitching, like, Kathy Griffin, that whole thing.
Snowflakey.
Right, exactly. Then you have people who are like, what are you fucking talking about? What if they did this to Obama? They did.
They burned
Here
him.
Are pictures of people burning Obama in effigy.
Or Ted Nugent, if you want to use a famous person with
exactly.
his guns. And, you know.
And either way, you're just sitting there thinking, one of those is intentional and literal.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin does not actually want to do that.
Hi.
A lot of the people who burned him in effigy, it was not a symbolic
Kathy
move.
Griffin was making an artistic statement, but at the same time, it was aggressive and violent. And, like, I'm not going to let her off the hook if you're just trying to say that, like, one person hanging Obama is equivalent or is worse. It is, because it's racially charged, too. You know,
well,
the lynching
and also
aspect of it.
There's intention behind it.
Maybe. I don't know if that's fair, though. I don't think it's fair to say that those people who expressed themselves through lynching a fake Obama, I don't know if they
Boy,
would.
Boy, you just said that sentence.
I did.
But express yourself through lynching a fake Obama.
Right.
Is not a sentence that carries well with the, whatever your following argument is going to be. I'm just going to go right back to they express themselves by lynching a fake Obama.
I'm not thrilled that came out of my mouth. But the argument I'm making is I don't think that they would necessarily hang Obama himself in the same way that I obviously Kathy Griffin wouldn't behead Donald Trump. Like, I think that there
I
is.
I wouldn't put it, Pastor.
Okay. Well, then you just invalidated your argument for a joke. So, look.
Worth it.
We're never going to get to
Worth
the bottom
it.
Of that. Everybody is wrong.
Still don't care.
I don't either.
I wish we had not spent this much time talking about it. I wish Alex hadn't brought it up. So I could continue to live in my world where I don't give a shit.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Yeah, too late.
But you know what you can't ignore? Alex Jones has a new contest.
Oh, sweet.
Now we're going to get to it.
Now let me make the new announcement. It's up on Infowars.com. It just went live. It is also up on Big League Politics. Okay. The story again is on Infowars.com. Mike Cernovich called me last night.
That's not the story.
If you're watching InfoWars, how do you not already know what InfoWars.com is?
And he said, Alex, I got a really good idea. With this Kathy Griffin story, he said, you know how you did your Bill Clinton's a rapist contest and shelled out about $125,000 on that and how it
you
happened thousands of times on national TV.
Anymore,
it's still happening at Democratic rallies. They tried to change the subject onto Trump being a sexual predator with no evidence.
Except,
when Bill Clinton has settled rape cases and done everything else, and his wife defended pedophiles Agreed. And other rapists that she knew were guilty, she's admitted that.
She was a
so
lawyer.
So they took their big weakness, just like they were weak on Russia, so they blamed that on Trump. They took their big weakness of their sexual predator activities and Jerry Epstein and Anthony Weiner and all the child porn garbage.
Trump also went on.
And so they then projected that onto Trump. So what we did is we said, listen, we've got to take action. So Roger Stone and many others worked to get Bill Clinton's rape victims into that debate. And I worked with you, the listeners, to go out and simply say Bill Clinton's a rapist.
I promise we're about to get to the actual contest. This is just him sort of jacking himself off about what he's done.
Yeah. No, he's talking about how he's got the most successful contest there's ever been.
My contest swayed an election, this sort of shit. Yeah.
We busted our ass off to make sure everybody knew Bill Clinton was a rapist.
You made a shirt.
And I agree.
Yeah. So we're about to get to the actual contest.
And to make it more fun, everybody that gets the shirt for more than 5 seconds or so, clearly on TV, you get $1,000. If you do it and get Infowars.com out and the fact that the mainstream media are anti-American terrorists, that the fake news are a bunch of terroristic bullies, terms like that, out on CNN, Fox, I don't care. CNN's who we're targeting because she works for CNN.
Not anymore.
She doesn't just do the ball drop. She's routinely on CNN. She does comedy for him. I see her on there all the time.
All the comedy.
I don't even watch
much
CNN. Yeah, she's a CNN
comedy
worker.
News network.
She's a CNN employee. And to fund this, we're going to sell a T-shirt. You also get $1,000 or $2,500.
If
you're
buy
seen
that
wearing
t-shirt.
The T-shirt on national TV, C-SPAN, your local news, if that then gets picked up nationally or goes viral, I will choose $1,000 or $2,500 until it hits $200,000. Last time we hit $100,000 in like a few weeks. Just so many people did it successfully. And then still other folks were doing it, so I still paid out to some other folks, but I didn't really have the money. I don't really have $200,000 laying around, but this is worth it. This is a key crack in their facade. America is awake now. They jumped the shark. This is iconic.
It's not iconic. It's already snooze. The Kathy Griffin story.
Yeah, it's already over.
She's already fired. She was fired the morning of this broadcast.
Yep.
She doesn't have more gigs with CNN. She really was just their ball drop.
Yep.
With Ryan Seacrest lady. And she's been
fired. I wonder
fired.
How her bookings are going.
Well, maybe fell through a little.
I would say probably a few of them, especially in the South.
I assume you gotta take a little break, maybe go to Vegas for a bit.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hang out, have people think you're Carrot Top. I don't know, look.
She's gonna have to work out a lot more.
Yeah, but look, like, the thing is, Alex thinks that, like, we're gonna be talking about nothing but Kathy Griffin for the next 6 months.
It's the big story.
So he's made a shirt.
I mean, the Russia thing has fallen through.
He's made a
shirt. Everybody knows that's over.
He has a shirt that's based on, like, Shepherd Fairy sort of style with her holding a severed Trump head, and it says Terrorist CNN. CNN Terrorist on it.
That's a bad idea.
Totally.
That backfires so fast.
She's already fired, and the shirts are a week away.
Yeah.
He hasn't ordered them yet.
And not just that, why do you want to put that image out more?
I don't know.
That's not a... Yeah, we want to remind everybody about how pretty much everybody feels most of the time.
Well, they want to put the image out more because they think, or Alex is presenting it as, like, this is the jump the shark moment for Trump hate. When it's not. It's not at all.
No.
It's something off on some weird side road that most people aren't going down.
Yeah.
It's somewhere over there. We're all ignoring it. Moving forward with the actual investigations that are going on.
Pretty important stuff.
And the facts. And
you know, like treason.
He is going to take a fucking huge L on this. Because I don't remember all the clips that I have, but he says that he ordered 10 varieties of this shirt.
Oh, no.
And they all have to do with the Kathy Griffin picture.
Oh, man.
He spent the entire broadcast pretty much, I would say like 60% of the time, that picture was on the big screen behind him at the news desk. It's like...
He is going to take a bath on those.
He thinks that this is going to save him as the new meme. But it's not.
No.
It's not going to work.
That's bad.
It's terrible.
He's not going to do well with those shirts.
But the flip side of it is he has enough rabid fans that he will sell a bunch of those shirts.
I don't think he'll even sell that many of those.
I think he'll be okay. I don't think he'll hit $200,000 giving them out.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah.
But.
Yes.
The bigger issue is that this is trying to get sales.
Absolutely.
This is about selling shit.
Right, it's a contest.
He sees an opportunity.
It's the Monopoly McDonald's contest. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yep.
These shirts so you might win $1,000.
How many people have access to getting on the news necessarily of the people who are going to buy these shirts?
Right.
A tiny number. Right. If you get on the local news, it has to go viral for it to pay off.
Yeah.
And in order for it to pay off, you have to say Infowars.com while you're on the thing.
Oh, really? There are even more catches and loopholes and...
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You get $1,000 if you're seen on TV with one of those shirts or a sign that says that.
Okay.
That CNN are terrorists. You get $2,500 if you have one of those on TV and you say Infowars.com repeatedly.
Yeah.
You have to yell, Infowars.com, like World Star Hip Hop. Kind of thing. The people behind bum fights and shit. So, it's all about selling shit, and he makes it clear in this next clip that, you know, you gotta buy.
So, the shirts are being produced right now. Take them a week to get here. So you'll have your shirts the next week and a half, but don't wait for that. We're putting the PDFs up on Infowars.com at Infowars.com/contest or just on the front page right now, Operation Exposed Terrorist Media. I'm going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones.
Don't do it.
I'm going to tweet it out on Paul Watson's Twitter. Please retweet it. You can make your own graphic, your own image, have a poster board, make your own t-shirt. I don't care what you do. However you do it, just get it on the news that CNN is a terrorist organization.
So there's two pieces to that. The first is the shirts will be here in a week, but don't wait. Buy them now. So there's that aspect. And then he's saying...
They're going to sell out fast.
He's saying, make your own shirts. Do your own shit. Because he knows that even if people do their own stuff, it's still advertising for him.
Right.
It's still absolute free advertising. So...
I that is trolling.
Mm.
That's what that is. Trying to get on CNN saying that bullshit.
It's
like,
also
it's not. It's not like it's going to convince anybody who's watching CNN at the time to be like, I think I will check out InfoWars.
It's trolling to the news to some extent, but on a greater extent, it's trolling his audience.
Right.
Yeah. It's. If you buy these shirts and play into this, you're the rube.
Yeah.
You're the one who's, you're the mark in all this.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to InfoWars, you're already past that point. You might as well go whole hog.
So in this next clip, Alex admits that what Kathy Griffin did was totally legal, which of course it was. But then he gets into one of his patented, soon to be failed predictions.
Kathy Griffin should be ashamed, says Trump. People ask, is it illegal? No, she didn't say kill the president. She did some very obnoxious performance art, you could argue, that is pushing the idea of violence and this whole atmosphere of the riots they want in July that Mike Cernovich first broke months ago that Soros is admittedly funding at double the rates he was ever funding civil unrest previously. He's been a big part of overthrowing parts of the Middle East, Ukraine, you name it. So he means business. They're planning something big this summer. But finally, this caught the public. And it's just people are so sick of it, and the demonization has backfired. I was telling crew members last week, I said it on air. I said, they've hit bottom. It's now backfiring. What is their next tactic going to be? And I believe it's going to be false flags to make themselves the victims.
If you guys...
Oh, yeah, they would make themselves the fucking victims of what? Some kind of right-wing terrorist who's fucking murdering people? Yeah, they would make themselves fucking false flags. They don't need to do that shit. There's already enough right-wing fucks murdering people. The most dangerous fucking people in this country right now are old white dudes who have a fucking axe to grind.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, that situation...
Fuck you if you think that we do not need false flags. You guys are doing more than fucking enough.
Well, the further thing that I agree with you, but also if you're listening to our investigation back into 2015, you'll recognize some of this language because Alex Jones was talking in 2015 about how it was going to be the summer of rage.
Yeah.
That never came to be. He always does this. He always predicts basically almost every summer that shit's going to jump off this summer.
Well, ever since the summer of 69, he's always known summers are dangerous.
First real six string.
Yeah.
Bought it at five and dime. It was cheap back then to get a guitar. But you know what?
What?
Jordan, I have some good news.
What's your good news?
Alex Jones is a smart man. He's figured everything out. He's figured out exactly what the globalists are up to, and he's going to lay out his plan.
I'm pretty sure he's figured out what the globalists have been up to for 20 years, and none of it has come true.
Well, he's figured all that. Fuck all that.
He's reverse engineered all of this, but it doesn't seem
Oh, okay. You're waving it away?
Fuck all that.
Fair enough.
The past is past.
Fake news.
Fake news in the past. Let it die. Let it be buried okay. in the past.
All right.
You can't live in the past.
Y2K.
Come on, man. You gotta live in the now. You gotta live in the now.
Okay.
And when you live in the now, you come up with things like this. Also, I believe that this clip is pretty strong evidence that Alex Jones is smack dab in the middle of a manic episode.
But this is such an exciting time to be alive because I've been waiting for another contest. I've been saying, you know, we pioneered having these contests for free speech, legally and lawfully, with the Bill Clinton rape stuff and the, you know, the vaccine awareness things I've done, the Bill Clinton Joker and the Obama Joker stuff we've done. But I've been waiting for the right moment, waiting for the right thing. And when I saw this Kathy Griffin thing, I said, this is going to be huge. She's going to be destroyed by this. They've gone too far. People are fed up. She did this right at the right moment where people were finally sick of the poison, about to throw it up, about to reject it. And the numbers show that, but I can feel it. She came right at the right time where they've now are throwing her overboard. And why are they doing that? That's another big question. Because they're preparing riots this summer. They want to pull back now and have the media act like they're not for the violence because they're getting ready to actually trigger it. They've got it built up and ready. Now they want to start decrying it a month out from July before they trigger it. We're almost exactly a month out from the July 3rd riots they're publicly planning nationwide.
That
so
is a convoluted
plan. They want to pull back,
plan.
Act like they're all for peace, so they can act like they've repudiated those calling for violence ahead of it and ahead of them launching false flags on patriots.
Yeah, what do you think about that? He figured it out.
I mean, that's a just a bad plan. That's just a bad plan. Now, I'm not saying he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying whoever came up with that plan, be it the mainstream media or Alex Jones,
mm-hmm.
has developed a very poor plan.
Alex Jones is a lunatic, and that's what he thinks
yeah,
is going on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'll give you the reality. There's a bunch of people who are very pissed off about the way that Trump is comporting himself, and so they've planned marches to peacefully organize and protest, as is the right of citizens.
No. Second Amendment.
Secondarily, Kathy Griffin is a nut job, and she made a picture that was in very poor taste, and people responded in kind. Whether they be on the right or the left, people were just like, that lacks class. I'm not into that. No thank you. No thank you.
the collective response to Kathy Griffin was,
No, thank you.
No.
And then so CNN fired her promptly, certainly more promptly than Fox News has ever fired anybody.
Shh.
Fake news.
Shh. Quiet.
And so
they might hear you.
So it's all resolved already.
Yeah.
It's all resolved. There's nothing left. But Alex thinks it's going to be the biggest thing.
Let's have our own contest.
Okay.
If you find somebody wearing one of those shirts
mm.
and you email us a picture of it.
Give them a hug. They
do
need
that.
It. They need it.
And we will give you an honorary Policy Wonk status.
Oh, sure. If you see one of those fucking shirts in the wild.
Oh, man.
I've only ever seen one InfoWars shirt in public.
Yeah.
Ever. It was when I went down with Marty to a show in the middle of Indiana.
Marty DeRosa, friend of the show and former guest.
Yeah, he had a show in the middle of Indiana, and I went, and I was like, oh, my man. Guy had an InfoWare shirt on and a MAGA hat.
Ooh.
I was like, we are in the middle of Indiana.
Yeah.
But it was just still one guy.
Right.
Packed bar, one dude.
I want to see, yeah.
It was like a unicorn.
I want to know how many of those shirts he sells. I want an exact number.
I can't imagine. It's not many. I mean, they only cost $5.
Yeah, no. He sells 100 of those at most.
It's free shipping in the month of May.
It's free shipping. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, he's trying to give shit away. he's having trouble.
Yeah.
I sincerely believe that all of this is just indications that shit is falling apart.
Yeah, well, of course.
And that also would explain his manic episode. Also, I don't think he was in court on Tuesday. I think he was probably having a bender. But be that as it may, you know, whenever Jerome Corsi's news didn't, you know, pass the smell test.
Right.
Alex Jones had to. That's my theory. Anyway, at this point in the episode, Mike Cernovich gets in the mix. We get Mike Cernovich on Skype, and he says some of the dumbest shit.
Oh, no.
He is whole hog about this contest. He's super into it because
it was his idea.
Came up with it.
Yeah, of course.
He came up with it by saying, hey, Alex, remember that thing you did in the past? Let's do it again.
Right. Which is a fantastic little trick of like, hey,
I had this idea, but it's really your idea, so you know it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And if it does work, Cernovich is the golden boy.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't work, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. So the thing that I think is the funniest is that this is how Cernovich starts, and he tries to maybe be a little bit grandiose about the purpose of this contest.
Oh, who would have guessed?
And it's pretty funny.
Yeah, thank you. Right when it happened, I thought, because, you know, a lot of people listening at home don't realize that Alex and I had a big meeting in Austin, and we said, you know, we
How
really want to find ways
that?
To help people who listen
we
and maybe want
know.
To make a career in journalism, but you can't hire everybody, but we want to find ways to spread the wealth around voluntarily. And this contest is a way for people to say, hey, maybe I'm a young kid, I'm struggling, or hey, maybe I want to get into the media game or whatever, but I don't know what to do. I
and
don't
it's
know
fun to add some booty in there.
But also, Cernovich,
if you want to get into the media game,
yeah,
here's how you do it.
Wear a shirt.
Do you? I remember Ted Koppel reminiscing in his autobiography about how he became such an important newsman. And what happened was, Edward R. Murrow had a contest.
Sure.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Which just had Joe McCarthy's face on it,
mm-hmm.
and it said, despair. Right?
Wait, it wasn't the Joe McCarthy rape shirt?
No, you're right. It was that one. I apologize. I got that mixed up with Shepard Fairey's Joe McCarthy print.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. The idea that they're doing this contest to help young guns who want to get into the media game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, you know that most things don't work like Rebel Media. You know, most things don't work like Lauren Southern.
Just randomly going put out a YouTube video up and yeah. like, yeah, we'll pay you 40 grand a year.
I'm going to go insult liberals and then have them explain things to me and pretend I won. You're hired.
You did it. Listen, it wasn't great, but you got moxie, kid. You got moxie.
You're very cute and you hate women. You're in.
It's like they think it's 1940s New York whenever, like, And a Doctorow book, Billy Bathgate, where everybody's just little kids wandering down the cobblestone streets like, hey, mister, you work for the mob. Can I get a job running numbers, sir?
You're a made boy.
Yeah.
It also has the smell of, like, it would be the equivalent of getting a job with Howard Stern or getting a job in radio by going on someone else's show and yelling Baba Booey, you know? It's like, all you're doing is disrupting people and giving Alex free press. You are not doing anything for your own brand. You're not helping yourself at all. But because they know that people are fucking stupid that listen to their show,
right?
They're like, oh yeah, this is going to be your way of getting your foot in the door. Because then you're going to have a reel. And then if you're charismatic enough, when you're on air, you're going to
have
star.
A reel.
Yeah.
Infowars.com, Infowars.com, Infowars.com. You're right. You are perfect.
This
for
kid's
CNN.
Got it. like that fucking.
I love the way he reads into the teleprompter. That's really good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nonsense, but it's even worse. This next clip is even worse. Listen to this.
Because just like Henry Ford said, he was a bad guy in many ways, but he's right. They go, why do you pay people 10 times what anybody else does? He goes, because I want to build an economy where they can buy the cars. I want to build a middle class. We need a middle class. We need to spend money and build things or there isn't a civilization to live in.
Yeah!
That's exactly right. Building our own economy is the exact phrase that Alex and I used at an Easter brunch we had with my wife and daughter. We said, how can we build up more people? How can we build this economy so that people have more success and more prosperity? So these contests are a perfect way.
This is how you do it?
They're so delusional.
This is how you do it.
They're so delusional.
That's
that they
what you gotta do.
Doing a contest where you can win $1,000 to troll some
Look,
newscaster, that's creating
what
prosperity.
What it is, it is a stimulus package.
Yeah.
It is. Now, admittedly, it's not as much as maybe the Treasury would like.
Sure.
But I think randomly maybe putting out roughly 50 grand at most is really going to jumpstart our economy.
Listen,
think of all the things you could buy with $1,000.
Not that much.
You could buy a medium-level TV.
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
At least 10,000 Big Macs.
One and two-thirds month rent.
That's, I mean, let's, not a, let's be that's realistic. Not a lot. Yeah.
No, it's $1,000 is not that much.
No, we're in trouble.
It's a lot if you're a baby. It's a lot if you're a child. Like, if you're a 15-year-old.
Young guns.
If you're a 15-year-old and you want to go out there and put on one of those shirts, which I think is irresponsible.
If you're a baby and you want to go out there and put on one of those shirts, you need to have a conversation with your parents.
Alex Jones better give someone $5,000 if they put it on a onesie and get that on the news. That would be amazing.
I would actually be for that.
But how fucking lunatic is it to be like, this is creating prosperity?
They don't, to me, this doesn't sound like their usual lying. Like,
this
I think they're full on delusional.
This
yeah.
is manic.
This, they are really believing that
you
this
are
stuff
a manic depressive.
Yes.
This
I have
rings,
been called that.
This rings true to your episodes.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
It's like, I got this great idea.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin
no,
made
no.
this picture.
This is a perfect idea. This yeah. is, let me tell you something. This is what's going to bring us out of that fucking hole that we've been in. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
No, I haven't slept for 3 days. Everybody wants to talk about that. But let me tell you something. If you just fucking listen to my ideas, if you just listen to them one fucking time,
listen.
Maybe we wouldn't be in this situation, huh? Maybe it's your fault we're losing a lot of affiliates. All I'm saying is t-shirts.
Our ratings would be huge if it wasn't for fucking Corsi.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now we've got to fix fucking the ship, and
Corsi's,
I found the perfect way.
I should have killed Corsi when I had the chance. I thought about it. I thought about it Monday. I was thinking, you know what would be an even bigger story? Would be an even bigger story than Corsi's bombshell information. Dead Corsi.
If there was a Corpsey.
I made him, and I can take him out of this world.
That is delusional. That is delusions of grandeur. But, like, I think that Alex is having a manic episode, and I think Cernovich might do coke. I don't know. Like,
that would have been a much more fun Easter brunch then. But I can't imagine how much it sucks to be Cernovich's daughter eating Easter brunch with depressed, lonely, childless Alex Jones.
Well, no, because he probably still had his wife, his new wife.
Oh, do they have their own kid too?
They have the new baby. Yeah.
Ugh, weird.
Yeah.
Gross. Poor bastard. That baby's going to be wearing a dead Kathy Griffin shirt.
that baby is doing great.
Yeah, that's not good.
Thrilled for that baby. But yeah, you're right.
Those shirts are going to wind up next to the Super Bowl loser t-shirts in
it's
going to
be
Ghana.
A Darfur.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way that, like, I mean, I agree with you entirely. This is what the thought I was trying to get to, is that this isn't the normal lying.
No.
This is, but it's still the normal desperation.
Absolutely.
This is a desperate man trying to come up with a PR stunt because everything is going down the tubes. He needs attention. Because also he's not selling shit. That's why everything has all the prices cut. That's why he needs to move product. He's bullshitting everybody. Like, he's saying that he's building a new studio, like a $1 million studio. You're not. There's no way you're doing that.
And if you are, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be building a $1 million studio and doing a $200,000 contest, but be that as it may, it's not a $200,000 contest.
No.
It's a contest with a limit of
$200,000. Yeah.
Like, all this is bullshit. All this is
he would be
distraction.
Dreaming if they actually had to pay out $200,000. He'd be crushing it. Or he would be the least lucky man. Like, it would be, 200 people, the only 200 people who bought shirts who all somehow found themselves
or
on the
news.
Or it
could be one guy doing it 200 times.
See, now that's how you jumpstart the economy.
You could buy
there.
One shirt and do it over and over again. Go to sporting events.
No, they got to limit one per person.
I don't know about that. Let me look on the website. Let me see. I know they absolutely do not. They absolutely don't.
Oh, sweet. Then we are buying one of those shirts.
I am not.
Oh, listen.
Alex has said,
you know how they have that Good Morning America wall that you can all like, oh yeah. I am punching a lot of people out and screaming Infowars.com.
Again, this is fun. We want to award as many prizes as possible. Even if you don't quite make it on TV, post your pictures to Twitter and social media.
Yeah, well, of course. That way we don't have to pay for them.
Please,
and we get it free.
Tag your pictures at Real Alex Jones. With the hashtag CNN is ISIS.
That's a bad hashtag. It's just CNN ISIS
is. Ugh, it's so ridiculous.
They really got to get a better social media manager.
Shouldn't listen to Cernovich. So in this next clip, Mike Cernovich explains what this is about.
Okay.
It's not about money. It's not about publicity. It's about something else.
But it's not even about that. It's about getting back in their face, pointing out that mainstream media is the enemy and that we will not put up with their bullying anymore, Mike.
Yeah, and it's about speaking out, which is why when I was at that Austin rally, I took on the microphone and said, Bill Clinton is a rapist. And then you triggered that kind of animosity and anger from them that Kathy Griffin has. Here's the way I look at it. If Alex wants to give an event, he's going to have people disrupt it. If I'm going to do an event, people are going to disrupt it. It is time for us, legally and lawfully, if we see CNN out there record an interview, we need to get right up in there. Free country, public space. We have every right to go up there. That when CNN is filming something out on the street corner, they don't have a right to exclude anybody. They don't have that property right there. So people have every right to go up there and say, why is your employee, Kathy Griffin, a terrorist? Why do you support terrorism? Why won't CNN do the right thing and renounce terrorism? See, we have every right to do it, and we're going to exercise that right, and we want to incentivize people to exercise that right.
We want to try and get people to do this for us because we're not going to do it.
We want to incentivize.
We want to incite rights. People
to
do
this. We
want to
incentivize rights.
Yes. Also, too late. She's already fired. She's already fired.
Why won't CNN come out and denounce terrorism?
I think they do.
I don't think they do. I think they support Kathy Griffin.
Their employee.
As we all know, ISIS loves pale redheads
totally.
To front their organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, CNN, they have comedy from Kathy
Griffin.
Comedy
News Network.
I don't know what's
going
on.
We've been over that.
Why won't CNN come out and renounce terrorism? They fired her.
Yeah.
We're done.
And that wasn't even as a renouncement of terrorism. That was just like, come on, Kathy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's the problem. They didn't renounce terrorism.
That's why Cernovich is still mad.
She should be in jail.
So now Cernovich has a brilliant idea. And when I say brilliant, I mean dog shit.
Okay.
This is a terrible idea.
Is this the same as Corsi pitching about how he's going to die last week?
No, because this I think people might actually do.
Okay.
That one was just straight bullshit.
Oh, Alex should have killed him.
He really should have.
He really should have killed him.
Because then.
Amazing.
Because then you could do the next week. You don't have to reveal the information that's bumpus.
Uh-uh.
You don't have to do that because now you have like,
no.
I'm going to get to the bottom of what the information was that Corsi died for.
Exactly.
You could do months of that.
And you got Roger Stone there to cover it up for you.
Totally.
If anybody knows how to hide bodies, it's Roger Stone.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And you could have Roger Stone take over for like a month while you're on assignment trying to figure out what did Corsi know. You could
exactly.
Do, you could stay
while
home
you're trying
drunk.
To lay low.
You could stay home drunk and just do reports from the road like, I got a lead. I talked to this legislator.
That would be a great... If it just suddenly turns into Infowars.com/hunting Bigfoot,
it would
that
be amazing.
Would be perfect, yeah.
He really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, there was one path open to him to great ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it involves murdering an employee.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Listen, Corsi, you could have just made it look like a heart attack. He's already old.
He is old.
He's fucking dead. And he's a walking dead man. Might as well just push him off the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you ready to hear Cernovich's dumb idea?
I am ready to hear it.
But I just know, I feel in my gut, this is going to absolutely take off. It was going to be 100,000. Remember last night we talked, but I'm doing 200,000. And listen, if you buy enough t-shirts,
Mania.
it could become its own economy. Those of you that have money, buy the shirts, promote free speech, let the mainstream media know that they're the enemy, meet like-minded people, and then I'll just keep putting the money back in. We'll go to $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. I mean, theoretically, if enough shirts got bought, we would change the whole landscape of the country, the greatest meme ever seen, and you'd have people winning $5 million.
Holy shit.
Exactly right. So people can buy 10 shirts, give them out. Buy 10 shirts, give them to homeless people, right?
Whoa,
I just thought of that. What do you think of that, Alex?
Give them to homeless people, and then they're going to be walking billboards.
Wow. Yes, I just thought of that right now, that people who are more successful could buy, you know, 10
you
shirts,
know
100 shirts,
we haven't
walk
monetized
around and give them to
the homeless
people,
yet.
And then we'll have everybody wearing these shirts.
That's a billboard
and you know
for
what?
Chick-fil-A
homeless
right
and trendies and people, they like violence and death and blood. We don't. But they'll love these shirts, and they'll wear them.
Exactly, nope. And then that'll spread the meme even further.
There's not a chance people are going to wear that shirt. Also, very offensive to say that homeless and trendies love violence.
Well, I mean, it's not like they... Look, they don't.
Right.
Like, they absolutely hate violence and death and blood. They hate
giant guns sitting on tables.
They're making.
They despise.
He's making
peacocks being
shirts.
Murdered by the.
He's making 10 shirts of this picture.
Yeah.
Well,
that's.
He hates violence.
You gotta buy 10 of them.
Hates violence.
You gotta buy one from. It's a collector series. Do you remember the McDonald's Batman Forever tie-in? Those glasses?
I do. Those frosted glasses.
Those are perfect.
Those are amazing.
Yep.
Can I be honest though? I would suggest rethinking the homeless billboard strategy for a couple reasons. One.
Why? You don't want to associate your brand with the homeless?
That's one thing. Another thing is it's really insulting to think of the homeless as things, and you're just using them.
Not walking billboards.
So that's sort of problematic.
Not people, billboards.
That's problematic to mine ears. But then beyond that, I don't think.
Clear Channel actually owns all the homeless.
These days?
These days, Clear Channel.
Would you like to donate some change to Jack FM? I have never gone up to a homeless person and seen their shirt and been like, this guy's on to something. I got to check this out.
Yeah, what would you? It's buzz marketing. It's underground.
Sure.
The more you see it, the more touches, the more it's in the public consciousness.
Spreads the meme.
Everybody knows this.
That's so dumb.
That's the dumbest idea. I love his excitement when he's like, I just thought of that.
Yeah.
I am actually a genius.
Daddy,
I didn't even
Daddy,
know.
Aren't I smart?
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy, I came up with this terrible idea.
Yeah.
Also, please do that. Please. Because then you'd be giving homeless people shirts. And everybody could use more clothes out on the street. It's tough out there.
I know plenty of homeless people who would still deny those shirts.
I think they'd wear them inside out. Maybe.
That'd be one way to do it.
Yeah. So, Cernovich, you are not a smart businessman. At this point, Cernovich breaks down some big news that he's gotten, and it is about the murders in Portland on the train. He has found big news out about this, and I'll just let him break it for you.
Look at him! He's a sack of garbage!
Exactly. So the left-wing media was trying to frame us. This was a psyop.
And I'm not saying he's a sack of garbage because he has long hair. He has that idiotic look in his eye, that little belligerent gang member thing of like a 12-year-old punk. Total Arrested Development. Daddy never, daddy wasn't home. Daddy never spanked him. He just thinks he can do whatever he wants. Well, guess what? You're going to prison now for 20 years, you dumbass.
Yeah, 35-year-old total loser. Like every other terrorist, just a complete and total loser. Nothing going on. And he was a left-wing operative. And then people had sources who sent me the screen caps, he admitted that he was running a psyop because somebody buttered up to him and said, oh, hey, I noticed that you're with these Trump people. Let's frame them. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm running a psyop on the Trump people, and I want to frame them to make the Trump people look evil.
So Mike Cernovich, a lot of his sources end up being like doctored photos that he finds on 4chan
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
So whenever he has something like this, don't believe him. That's my public service announcement.
That's so stupid.
It is true that the Portland guy did support Bernie Sanders initially, but I don't think that has anything to do with anything, and let's not belabor it.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, I'm not saying that to dodge discussing the
right.
fact that he liked Bernie.
Nah.
It's just irrelevant
I don't care.
To the actual murder.
He's a monster.
He's a horrible bigot.
He's a
asshole.
Monster, and it was bigotry, and bigotry is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I love that he's like, I'm not saying he's a pile of garbage because of his hair.
I love that.
I'm saying it because of the way he looks. Because
his daddy...
Because of the glint in his eye.
His
like
dad
all
didn't
of those
spank
things.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why he's a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't because he fucking murdered two people.
No.
That's not why he's a pile of garbage.
No, and I know that Alex thinks he's being severe with his language, but he's like, now you're going to prison for 20 years,
dumbass.
It's almost like he's critiquing, you didn't do that right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is weird.
Not that you're a mentally ill person,
yeah.
that you're stupid.
It's not even any recognition of the tragic nature of what happened. You know,
right.
like. There, he can't even connect with that.
He isn't talking about the people that were killed.
No.
A veteran, what was the other dude?
The guy, the 23-year-old?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy who just graduated from college,
yep.
whose name I cannot fucking pronounce, though I've tried.
Right, right, right. And he definitely didn't say that he murdered those two people because they were defending Muslim women.
Right, and
he can't say that.
And the other...
That simply will not... Like, the only thing that he wants to do there is get into this whole thing about how they're traitors. That's what he wants to talk about.
But also liberal false flag.
Yeah. But he wants, that's his cover. Cause what he really wants to do is pull the same, that pull white people aside and say, we're all on the same team, right?
Right.
Like that's what, he wants it to be a team. He wants it to be a team game.
Somewhat.
And so
yeah.
he can't allow that white people would actually defend these people. The people that he's so afraid of. Muslim women.
Out.
They were on the way to a pool store.
Probably.
That's what they were
and
doing.
Freaking him
and it
out.
Was freaking him out. And
he
the
doesn't
idea
understand.
That people would defend them.
Yeah.
Like the fucking heroes that they were.
Yeah. He doesn't understand how his rhetoric and his beliefs that he espouses are related to this. Just false flag. And the other piece that I feel is really lacking in his empathy, and I don't feel like I've seen nearly.
You're giving him a lot of credit for even having empathy in
the first
place.
Fair enough. But I think this is lacking from a lot of people's empathy in the coverage that I've heard, was something that I was struck by. And that's the realization that these two poor girls are going to have to live the rest of their lives knowing.
They have survivor's guilt.
They know that people died for them.
Yeah.
And, that's not, they shouldn't feel bad about that. It's not their fault or anything
not.
Like that. But it's impossible as a human not to feel at least somehow, it's going to take a lot of therapy to be okay with the situation that
of
happened.
Of course. Already, I guarantee.
It's tremendous the amount of empathy I feel for them.
Already, I guarantee
and
they've
the families,
had the thoughts of just like, why wasn't it me?
Yeah.
Just that survivor's guilt of it should have been me.
Yeah.
Like that, why am I worthy of staying alive and these guys aren't?
Especially in the, like, adolescent age, you know, the youthful age, processing those sorts of emotions is going to be very difficult. And no matter what angle you come at it from, there's nothing really, nothing good, no good feelings except for about that guy who survived. That's pretty, there's some pretty nice feelings about that, because at least one person didn't die.
I don't know, man. It's just
it's still not a great feeling.
From start to finish, it's just a fucking senseless tragedy.
I will say I don't like that the guy who survived was a slam poet.
No.
I can say that's one thing.
No. Sorry. Of all the horrible things that I have said, that is the worst thing that's been said on this podcast.
I'm being facetious too. I've seen some really great slam poetry in my day. It just
don't walk it back now, Kathy Griffin.
It's hacky.
It's too late. You're fired.
It's a hack joke to make fun of slam poetry, and I fell into that. I fell into that trap. But anyway,
we're insensitive monsters.
At this point, Mike Cernovich leaves the show. He is done his shift, and Roger Stone comes in. And I don't think he plays very heavily into any of the last clips that I have here, but Alex does say some really dumb stuff. Here is how he comes back from break, and boy, he says a lot of really inaccurate things.
I can smell victory in the air. Ooh. I mean, I told the crew, told my family, I said, this anti-Trump stuff, I know they're putting 15 points or more against him in the polls, and his polls are still rising. They're in full panic mode. Most of the country is pro-Trump. Only the dumbest trendies aren't. And it's not like we worship Trump. We just recognize he's legitimately calling terrorists losers because that makes people then not go do it. You call them dangerous and evil and powerful and all these nerds. That's who does it. I don't care if they're white, black, Arab, it doesn't matter. It's all the same type, little wimps. Who are always jealous of women because they don't want to date them. Oh, women don't want to date me. Let me go blow up, you know, 70-something of them. They are, the FBI has profiles, folks. These are literally, of course, who wants to go blow up random people? If somebody does something to you, go beat the brains out yourself. And I'm not saying do that either. But that's what, you know, if somebody does something to you, you know, then you might do something back. You don't go blow up little teenagers.
Oh, do you mean like blow up your fucking country?
They're losers. Losers! Trump is so smart, isn't he?
Oh, do you mean like start a fucking war?
Yeah, but I mean,
do you mean like, I don't know, kill everybody's fucking family with drone strikes out of fucking nowhere? Why would you become a terrorist? Because you're a loser.
Yeah.
You're definitely not fighting back against something.
You're
definitely not fighting back against a fucking evil empire that's murdered everyone you know.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it so Alex Jones to think like the answer to terrorism bullying.
Yeah.
Bullying.
Yeah. Call them losers.
Yeah.
You suck. Yeah. You're a wuss. You're afraid. But women don't want to have sex with you. That's why you're killing people.
It's so caught up in his masculine narratives. It's so caught up in his trappings. He can't see anything else. All he can see things through is the prism of white victimhood and masculine fears. That's all he's got. Everything goes through that prism. And it's so sad. It's so sad that that is a deeply ingrained piece of him. We see it in 2015. We see it now.
Yeah.
And it's pathetic.
It is. It's a little like if you've ever, like, have you ever had a dog?
I've lived with a dog before. Yeah. It wasn't mine. It
wasn't yours. I like
cats. I'm a cat guy.
That's fine.
Very, this is not, very defensive about it.
You're getting very weird right now.
I like cats.
It's fine.
Okay.
Many high profile men.
All right.
Like cats.
Listen, go ahead. I know you like dogs. Go ahead. Fine.
I'm just talking. No, I like, what is it like to see the world through a dog's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they can't, colorblind or whatever, just their vision is different from ours. How is it that they perceive the world?
Yeah.
And to...
Well, I might feel that way about my cat, even
right.
if she has one
Well,
eye.
Of course. Of course. But that's, I don't know why I chose dogs other than I want a dog now.
Okay.
Cause fuck cats. that was too easy.
Yeah.
It must be weird. It must be fascinating to try and see the world through Alex Jones's eyes because it's insane. It's so divorced from reality. You halfway expect, like, if you saw through his eyes for 1 second, you halfway expect to see there are two suns in the sky and one of them is purple. Like, mm-hmm. everything has to be this weird funhouse mirror situation.
You almost wonder if he has a tumor or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, though. It's just cultural.
Yeah, we couldn't be so lucky.
It's just cultural conditioning. He's just such, we've solved the mystery about his psyche the minute we found that clip about his mom.
Yeah.
Like, that is where a lot of this comes from. Now, the racial stuff, I'm not entirely sure.
That's just from being from Texas.
That's probably a big part of it.
Yeah. But, and also having a family that fought for the South during the Civil War.
And rednecks bow down to him.
I'm guessing maybe there's some parental situations that wound up using the N-word very heavily.
I don't know. I don't want to put that on his parents. I don't know that for sure.
I do.
Maybe an uncle.
I do.
Anyway, this next clip, Jordan.
Yes.
This next clip, Alex, he wants to tell you what's really good. You know what? Fuck. You know what happened?
I really threw you off with the cat thing, didn't I?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I threw myself off. I misspoke. Cernovich is still around.
Oh.
I forgot that he was held over when Roger Stone shows up. And the three of them are there.
Just broing out.
This next clip is Mike Cernovich sort of explaining what the Kathy Griffin picture was all about.
Because
I don't...
It wasn't transparent and obvious?
I don't think that you, like, really are able... to decode it.
I feel like it wasn't that difficult of an image to process.
Well, I don't know if you came to this conclusion.
There's a big terrorist connection between Hollywood and ISIS, and that Kathy Griffin thing was a direct effigy. It was a direct unconscious message to ISIS to say that we love you and we worship you and that we adore you. That was the whole reason she did that. It was a tribute to ISIS.
Did you come up with that analysis?
I did not get that one. That one, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I thought it was a very simple and direct message, and apparently it was a secret communique expressing love for ISIS.
That's because you've had too much fluoride. You're a sheeple.
That's right. I gotta get some deep earth iodine.
So this next clip, Cernovich says more about the connection with ISIS, and gotta be honest, it's unfortunate he doesn't know that CNN has already fired her, while they're recording this.
And then by having Kathy Griffin hold that head with all the blood on it, that was their way of saying, we agree with ISIS. And of course, the fake news media, CNN has not fired Kathy Griffin, which tells me that CNN therefore supports ISIS. I can't reach any other conclusion, do you?
Alex.
Can't reach another conclusion.
Alex then.
That's the only obvious one.
Alex then says, you're totally right.
Of course.
But again, they've already fired her.
Yeah, but they it took them at least a few hours. And in that few hours, they signaled that they supported ISIS.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody knows this.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't make the connection.
Throw up those beacons.
I didn't make the connection before.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems almost too obvious.
It was too obvious
for me to make that connection.
So in this next clip, we got way more projection. It's a lot of projection. Like, he might as well work at a movie theater. He's doing so much projection.
All right.
But they're coming after us because they know prosperity is outcompeting their authoritarian model.
I don't even know what that means.
I have now energetically felt and seen in the last week their full will against us. I can like feel it being lifted back. It's still bad, but now it's more of panic. They don't know what to do. There are major power forces that are making more money than ever, and they're kind of saying, why are we trying to have austerity and make everybody poor to control them when Trump's plan and the American system, that's all it is a return of that, is so much better. So the sexiness of America is just too sexy. People can't turn it down. And the return of it, they've tried to kill it. They tried to make it ugly. They tried to make the architecture ugly, the clothing ugly. Everything ugly that's been declassified to make you give up and
what?
Not realize the incredible human potential you've got.
Who classified that in the first place?
Well, there were like things that came out about like modern art and stuff like that. There were CIA operations that had to do with like trying to inject random weird things to see if they could get them to be popular. Do you not know about that?
No.
I don't know enough to speak about it, but I read an article about it a while back. There is that, but he's...
The CIA is dumb.
Well,
that's very unfortunate.
But this is also back in like the 50s or something like that. So
yeah, exactly.
They were still sort of figuring out what they were doing.
Yeah, they were still doing MK Ultra or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, let's go ahead and try and get people to buy weird paintings.
Sure, CIA.
Yeah, but Alex seems to extrapolate that and pretend that there's even more going on.
Well, yeah.
That they're trying to get you to love ugly things when you, Alex, are trying to sell ugly things.
If at first you don't succeed, deep earth iodide.
But then he's talking, the thing that is the projecting is that at the beginning of the clip, when he's talking about how, like, I have felt their will, and it's them panicking.
Yeah.
It's like, that's you.
Yeah.
That is you, Alex.
I have
Alex.
Felt their will. That is an interesting way for him to experience his feelings, like through the prism of somebody else's feeling.
All negative feelings must be ascribed to the globalists.
Yeah,
it's not.
I didn't figure that one out.
I don't actually.
That's pretty fascinating,
dude. I don't actually know if that's true. I was just spitballing.
I want to go now. I want to re-listen to a bunch of our episodes
from the top
to see.
Fuck these last 50 episodes.
Yeah, we're going right back to the beginning.
Yeah.
No, that's a really fascinating thing.
I don't know if that's accurate, but it would be interesting to go back and see. And I'll, on my investigation,
yes,
I'll try and keep note of this.
Yeah,
but like the idea that whenever there are negative things, it must be something the globalists are doing to me, as opposed to part of the randomness of life,
right?
Or just a unintended consequence
right.
of some good thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's
which
possible.
Is a classic symptom of narcissistic personality disorder.
Or just delusions.
Or schizophrenia.
Or, like, untreated manic depression.
I can't imagine that.
But he is exhibiting all of these signs.
This is very clearly a manic episode.
But it's not to say that he is manic depressive. It's just, I mean, even if you aren't, you can still have manic episodes.
You can still have a manic episode, yeah.
And it could be caused by a long bender. Followed by some cocaine. I gotta get a pick-me-up. Oh, I'm gonna snort this supermale vitality.
Yeah, he could just be doing coke.
Or supermale vitality.
Boy, I mean, if you cut some coke with supermale vitality...
It's a liquid, though.
That's what you do, right? Take a couple bumps of coke,
uh-huh.
Squirt some supermale vitality up there. You get the energy, and you get none of the negative effects of coke, which, sometimes, your dick don't work.
Superman
Vitality, Rob Dew's wife can agree.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking
you
it.
You do a couple bumps of cocaine, and then the Super Male is the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So everybody knows this.
We come to our last...
It's been declassified.
It's in the white papers.
Yeah.
We come to our last clip here, and it is when Alex Jones, towards the end of the show, accidentally finds out that Kathy Griffin has already been fired.
You have had that in your back pocket the whole time.
Well, it's the end of what's interesting about this show.
Right.
And so I mean, I knew.
You knew as I was listening. You held back the whole time.
Well, no, to be fair, as I was listening to it live, I had seen on Twitter that she had been fired. And so I was like, can't wait for Alex to figure this out. Cause his whole thing is fucked.
Yeah.
His whole point, you can, like, no, there's no point now.
Now he's going to have to really try and aggressively push this story to get those shirts sold.
Well, actually, here, I'll play this clip. He deals with the news in stride.
Okay.
I'll say.
Here's the news. We just retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. CNN has terminated our agreement with Kathy Griffin to appear on our New Year's Eve program. Oh, she'll be back. But the point is, will they terminate all their other reporters saying kill Trump? We'll go over some of those people. Will the guy at MSNBC saying, you know, please blow up Trump Tower? ISIS? I mean, will he get arrested? Because that's way worse than what she did. And I'm not defending her. I'm just pointing that out.
Make it
so
sure.
We're going to get to that more here in just a moment. But first off, we need funding. Let me tell you, if we get robust funding, you won't see $200,000 contests. You'll see $1 million contests. I'm building a $500,000 studio, which sounds like a lot. That's very inexpensive.
So, I mean, like,
oh boy,
we found out she's been fired. Nah, she'll be back.
So that's
a good dodge.
That's so great.
That's pretty good.
That's fucking hilarious.
For the last hour and a half, 2 hours, I've been screaming about how we're going to ruin her. Yeah. She's already been fired.
Ah, she'll be back.
She'll be back. And then he pivots to, like, what about this guy on NBC or MSNBC saying that they should attack Trump Towers? That again is Malcolm Nance. That's not what he's saying. So,
man, he better cancel those shirts.
He better fucking cancel this contest.
That's brutal.
He's going to lose.
Oh, not good.
I think we all should get shirts. Try and take him to the cleaners. What about like doing a comedy show wearing it? Does that count?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, what if I could get a gig at the Laugh Factory and wear it? I get $1,000? That would be great.
That would be great. Tweet your pictures of Dan wearing one of those fucking shirts.
As if I'm ever going to perform at the Laugh Factory again. But then, yeah, I love it. Pivots so smoothly into an ad. Pivots so smooth.
We need funding.
It's not even an ad so much as it is like, we need money.
Yeah, no, that was not an ad. That was him ask.
It does get to eventually him being like selling products and what have you. But
yeah. No.
He clearly is leading with, give us money.
We need money.
It's less about you need the products. It's more we need fucking funding.
We need money.
And that's what it comes down to, this whole thing. He saw this Kathy Griffin thing. He misread it real hard and thought it was going to be the biggest scandal in the world.
Yeah.
Fucking had a manic episode, talked to Cernovich about it. They came up with this amazing plan, and it's a zero.
God, Cernovich is, oh. Man, I hope he loses his job over this.
He doesn't have
great.
A job. He's a freelancer.
Is he a freelancer?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he loses his ability to show up on InfoWars again.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's true. I guess he does work at InfoWars because he does do the fourth hour sometimes.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, he has a job there, I guess. I mean, he doesn't work for Rebel or someone who could fire him. Because, like, in the last, since our last episode, Jack Posobiec got fired from Rebel Media.
Good.
Probably because of the Macron leaks, although the internet is pretending it's because he followed his reporting on Seth Rich.
Truthful. He's too truthful.
Also, it's come to my attention that Lauren Southern is gone from Rebel Media, who we discussed on the last investigation episode.
Poor Southern.
Not sure what she's up to, but still probably some sort of rabble-rousing.
Yeah.
Also, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Leanne
Certainly
McAdoo.
Certainly not getting a different job in media.
Leanne McAdoo is taking an extended hiatus from InfoWars, which is probably code for she's gone.
I'm gonna go with baby.
No.
Oh, okay. That was a good.
How dare you?
You're just mad. You're just mad at the idea. Listen,
in my heart and
Dan,
in my mind,
Dan,
she is single.
Leanne is not a virgin. Okay.
You know what, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. But I do believe that she's single.
Okay. All right. All right, Dan.
We wouldn't get along.
This is the, no, you.
So,
oh, shit.
I would say that my hypothetical relationship with Leanne McAdoo would go better than this Kathy Griffin t-shirt contest. I'm pretty certain of that. So good luck, Alex. I don't think that you're going to be able to distract people from the Russia investigation.
I don't think you're going to be able to build that studio.
I think that you are doing a spectacular job at distracting your listeners, though, from the fact that you did not pay off the Corsi information. I don't think that anyone is paying attention to that anymore. because no one else is listening critically.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, it's weird to see, like,
subreddit.
The occasional...
I went to the InfoWars subreddit, and people weren't talking about it.
Not at all, huh?
Nope, but people were talking about Kathy Griffin.
Oh, of course.
Because they're followers.
Well, you know, the news cycle is so fast now, who knows who might be dead over the weekend? Could be anybody.
Corsi?
Yesterday, it's Corsi. Tomorrow, it's Alex Jones. The day after that, Alex Jones kills Corsi. Anything could happen.
The thing, though, is if Corsi dies now, there's no gain in it.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's already, the expiration date is gone.
Right.
Anyway.
You know.
This is a bunch of nonsense.
this was ridiculous.
Yeah. I am, like, I don't know what to do. This is so stupid. Like, not the show.
Right.
I love the show, but, like, the last couple days on InfoWars has been, like, what are you doing? The, like, Rick Derringer interviews and shit like that.
See, now that just seems fun.
It was kind of fun, but at the same time, it's like, you're supposed to be a hard-hitting news show. What the right. fuck is going on here? And then today with this, like, I don't know.
Like, we've cut into your regular MSNBC broadcast to bring you... HR Puff and stuff.
Or like a HR Puff piece, you know? Like talk to aging rocker. That is absurd. And then this fucking weird telethon move that he's trying to pull with his t-shirt contest. It's like, this isn't what I want. This isn't like, I want him saying things that I can disprove.
We disproved that this shirt is a good idea.
We didn't disprove that.
I think
that.
We disproved that.
I don't think we disproved it. We've certainly indicated the likelihood that it is. That's undisprovable.
Right.
CNN is ISIS is not even a claim that's worth disproving, because they're not. That's ridiculous.
That's a pretty simple... let me ask you a question. How much research did you have to do before you came to the conclusion that CNN is not actually ISIS?
Pretty much none.
None?
None.
Mm. I think that's why you're really unhappy. You don't have... You're just like, God damn it, I want to research the dumb shit you say.
Well, it's fun for me when I can come to the episodes and be like,
you busted.
Alex, that is not why the NRA started. Those sorts of things are really fun.
Right.
For this is still fun to laugh at his dumb ass.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't have statistics to back up that giving t-shirts to the homeless as walking billboards is a bad business strategy. I just assume that it is because I wouldn't buy anything that's advertised on a human.
Because saying those words out loud are a bad business strategy.
I don't, there's not, like, and the whole, like.
Well, here's what I'm a little bit concerned about, is the more this goes on, the less we are combating right-wing propaganda, and the more we're laughing at a mentally ill person.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, he'll be back off this manic episode, certainly, before too long. You know, they don't last too long, usually.
A couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, depending. I'm type one, so who knows?
You can catch me in 2015 for the next couple weeks, because I am sick of this shit.
Yeah, we might be doing a lot more time travel episodes here.
We'll see. But anyway, you can catch us, guys. Oh, I want to say this. If you go to knowledgefight.com, on the homepage, there are now three links on the actual page. They're direct links. To the autobiographical pieces of Alex Jones's life, the lie files, and the new calendar that has the breakdowns of episodes. Please go check those out.
Look at the calendar. That shit's nuts.
It's interesting, I think.
The comprehension.
If you're crazy, like me.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But yeah, anyway, you can also follow us on Twitter.
At @knowledge_fight.
Correct. We're on iTunes at Knowledge Fight, and please leave us a review, a rating.
Send us an email, knowledgefight@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Is Corsi dead?
No.
So he's a lot like a certain friend we know.
Someone who hasn't been seen in a while.
Somebody who's definitely not dead either.
No, but he's in the wings.
He is. I wonder where he's hovering.
Ooh, tomorrow is Thursday.
Ooh, there we go.
He might have a shift. And
we
then
might
we will
find
know.
Out. Ramaphosa still lives!
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.